Welcome back. This is Coach Kelly with another edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. Well, it certainly has been a minute since our last program, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about the USAWKS Club State Tournament, which takes place this weekend at the Kansas Expo Center. The Junior Viking program had 12 state qualifiers by virtue of placing in the top four at the district tournament. In the 8 and under division, Deegan Frazier qualified at 70 pounds, with his third place finish at districts. Ross Shipley, also 8 and under, in the 73-pound category, was second. He finished as a runner-up at the district tournament. And at 88 pounds, we have Andrew Sturgeon, who placed first, was a district champion. In the 10 and under division, 52 pounds, Luke Hubbard was fourth. And at 110 pounds in the 10 and under division, Dayton Menser placed second. And at 130 pounds and 10 and under, Anthony Herla was the champion of the District 3 qualifier. In the 14 and under category, we had two qualifiers. Kyle Adams, who's a freshman at Seaman High School, he placed third at 105 pounds. And Evan Scragg was fourth at 175 pounds. In the high school division, we had four qualifiers. Cameron Smith came in as a district runner-up at 120 pounds. Jesse Boyer was a district champion at 138 pounds. And at 145 pounds, also a district champion, was Cody Orester. And finally, Ezra Shove was a fourth place finisher at 250 pounds to round out our 12 qualifiers that'll be vying for medalist positions at this weekend's Club State Tournament.
With us on the line is Junior Vikes Club Director Mark Stanley to give us a little preview on what to expect this weekend and a little bit about the club itself.
First of all, on behalf of myself and the rest of the SHS coaching staff, I want to thank you and the Junior Viking coaching staff for your efforts in making our club the top-notch program that it is. Let us know who the coaching staff is and what are your hopes as you prepare for the 2018 USAWKS Club State Tournament.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. I'd like to recognize our coaching staff leaders, which are Josh Miller and Kevin Smith. They're kind of co-head coaches in the room. Do a great job with the boys. Have been running the room for the past 3 years now, I believe, going back to they took the reins from Coach Jan Ray, who's now up at the high school coaching. And they're joined by Mac Torres. Mac, the longtime coach in the club ranks in Topeka and both football and wrestling, and we're happy to have him. He's been around, coached many other clubs, kind of landed with us 4 or 5 years ago, and been on board ever since. We've got Tim Herman, who doesn't have a kid in the room, but works here in town, moved into town working for Westar, longtime wrestler, wrestled for LaBette, I believe, in college, and does a great job with kids and is bought into our club and is there every week working with kids on practice nights and on the weekends. We've got Terry Golightly. He's been with the club a couple years now. Has a lot of experience with coaching boys because has an older son and it went through our program and other clubs in the area as well. Coached with them. We're relatively newcomers are Rush Shipley, who came on board last season with his son, who's doing really well this year, and Travis Frazier is another fairly new coach that did a real good job in the room with the kids, along with Brian Smith and Terry Golightly. Terry, I think I've already mentioned him once tonight or today already here on this program, but again, he does a great job. He's a off-duty his day job is a kind of deciding patrolman and a capital policeman, and so he brings a little discipline into the room, which is good for the kids. And last but not least is Jordan Best. And Jordan was an old Seaman wrestler, also wrestled a little bit in college. He's getting his youngest boy involved and his daughter wrestling, which is something that is a growing part of our sport.
All right.
And kind of getting into the wrestlers, before I go too far into the interview, I want to wish all the athletes competing this weekend a safe competition. The junior Viking boys are hard at it at practice right now, preparing for this weekend. My hopes for them is that all 12 of them find some success this weekend. For some of them, that'll be a spot on the podium, but for those that fall short of that goal, I hope they take away from this experience something that they carry forward into the years to come.
The state tournament is a culmination of months of practice and competitions. Take us through a few of the highlights from this season and let us know how someone who might be interested in joining the club can get involved.
First state, we are in a rebuilding phase. We've got, we start our season early in November and with some clinics that we put on, try and get new kids interested. And you know, we do two or three clinics there in November for them to come out and try the club out free. And they work out real well. We bring kids in from all over the district and maybe their first year ever experiencing folk style wrestling. Even though we are rebuilding, we're seeing a lot of growth in all of our wrestlers, and that's great news for the future. Boys competed well all through December and January and into February. We always have a few wrestlers who compete at a very high level, and this year is no different. At our youngest division, six and under, we had Colt Heston, who was a district qualifier, wrestling in the 8-and-under division, along with Jake Condre, who competed well in his first year, and actually did had an impressive 6-and-under state performance this year. Our 8-and-10s were led by Deegan Frazier and Ross Shipley and Andrew Sturgeon, and in the 10-and-under division, we had Dayton Mincer. All these boys were state qualifiers this year, and we expect a lot from them every weekend, and they show up to compete and do it well. Our lineup does get a little thinner in the middle ages, but we have some tough competitors and who are contributing in the team aspect and learning a lot along the way. That included Lane Anderson, who's a 12 and under middle school wrestler, and Colin Little. Both were district qualifiers but came up a little short this weekend and didn't qualify for state. In the 14-under ranks, Evan Scragg competed well all year for us. Qualified to wrestle with the middle school dual team in April. They'll be traveling to Nebraska and competing against teams from across the country. And Kyle Adams, a freshman, came out after his high school season, qualified for the middle school the 14-and-under division for the wrestle this week at Club State. We had a good group of high schoolers actually come out after the high school season. They were led by two seniors, Jesse Boyer and Dakota Orster, who wanted one more bite of the apple, and both of them came away with district championships. And they were joined by Cameron Smith and Ezra Shub, who are also going to be competing this weekend at the state tournament.
So not only are you the director of the Junior Vikings Club, you're also a USAWKS board member and are heavily involved in putting on the state tournament. Just what does it take to put on an event of such scale and scope?
Gosh, it takes a lot of help, that's for sure. This will be my sixth state tournament that I'll be serving as the tournament director. There's a lot of work done behind the scenes, literally hundreds of hours by dozens of people stepping forward, volunteering their time to make this event one of the best events for wrestling in the state of Kansas, in my opinion anyway. So my managing style is to kind of call on the very best to serve and let them do what they do best. Everything from coordinating the medals and the brackets and laying down mats getting the building ready. There's just so much that goes into it. Couldn't be done by any one person alone. In Topeka, we've started to become known as the next man up philosophy, because we've had the state tournament here so long. We were able to put together good teams, even when people kind of age out or walk away from the volunteer aspect of it. We're able to reload and getting fresh blood in and get the job done. USAW Kansas just went through a bidding cycle, and the event will be here for through the 2023 season now. So I guess we're going to have to kind of live up to that reputation we've had and keep getting after it and putting a good event on. With that being said, if anybody's interested, we're going to be laying down mats this Wednesday evening, getting ready for the event. And anybody that wants to work a table or help out Saturday or Sunday, they can look me up and I'll find a job for them.
So after the state tournament, what does the Junior Vikings Club offer to its members during the off season?
You know, our club has a year-round presence. Our club coaches, Josh Miller and Kevin Smith, our two leaders there, kind of put together a group, and we practice a little bit after the culmination of the state tournament. And right away, there's a national tournament called Brute Nationals in Kansas City on April 7th, 6th, and 7th. And they put together a pretty good group and take them over there to compete at that event. We also, as a club, the Junior Vikings, host freestyle and Greco practices in April and May. I think it's going to be Wednesday nights this year at Stemann High School. We work along with some other top city wrestling groups and put together a summer league and for high school and middle schoolers. And in June, we wrestle those league nights on Thursdays. And that kind of rolls right into July, where we get ready for the Sunflower State Games. There's, along with you, Coach, commissioners for the wrestling sport and Sunflower State Games. And this year, that event's going to be on July 14th. So there's really not a whole lot of rest. We just get right after it and provide opportunities for the kids to wrestle and improve upon their technique and along the way become good citizens for us.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. Now let's turn our attention to the athletes that will take to the mats in just a few days. With me on the line is Ross Shipley, who qualified for state with a runner-up finish at the district tournament. He's an 8-and-under, 73 pounds. Ross, how you doing?
Good.
All right. So what are you looking forward to most when you think about the upcoming state tournament?
Winning.
Okay. Well, very good. So you I followed your results this year, and you were really, you competed a lot, and you were very successful. So just what are your goals as you look at this weekend?
Well, I want to get first.
Okay, very good. So if you were to try to get some of your friends that aren't involved in wrestling, what would you tell them about wrestling that might make them interested?
It's really fun, and it gets you in good shape.
Okay, very good. So, Ross, do you do any other sports besides wrestling?
Football and baseball.
Okay, very good. So has baseball started cranking up already?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your favorite subject in school?
Math.
Okay. All right, very good. Make sure you hit those books as well as the athletics. So, Ross, I'll get you back to practice now, but I just want to wish you the best of luck this weekend at the state tournament.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So with us on the line now is Dayton Menser, who placed second at the qualifying tournament at Washburn Rural on Saturday. He's in the 10-and-under, 110-pound weight division. Dayton, what are your hopes as you look towards the state tournament this weekend?
Getting first.
Okay. So, Dayton, you've been around the sport for a while now. When did you get involved in wrestling, and why have you stuck with it?
I got involved in wrestling 4 years ago, and I got involved in it because I don't really know. I just like it.
Okay. Very good. Well, we look forward to you being involved with it for years to come. And just want to wish you the best of luck as you prepare for the state tournament this weekend.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you for taking the time. Evans Craig qualified for the state tournament with a fourth place finish at the district tournament last weekend at Washburn Rural. He competed for Seaman Middle School this year and will be part of the SHS program this fall. Evan, welcome to the program. So what are your hopes and goals as you look at the upcoming state tournament?
First place.
All right, well, that's a good attitude and a quick answer. I like that. Tell us a little bit about your wrestling background and how you got started in the sport.
I got started in the sport because my dad wrestled, and 1 year I decided I didn't want to play football anymore. So he asked me if I wanted to wrestle. I said, sure. I loved it ever since.
Okay, great, great. And, Evan, you'll also be extending your your folk style season here. You qualified through the middle school state tournament a couple weekends ago. Be representing Kansas at the dual tournament, and I believe that's in Nebraska or Council Bluffs. Tell us a little bit about that.
I went to Abilene, I think it was. Competed in middle school state, got third, and qualified to go to Iowa with Team Kansas to compete in Iowa at the national duels.
So that year-round commitment to the sport is going to really pay dividends next year as you begin the high school season. So, Evan, thank you for taking the time to visit with us as you prepare for the state tournament. Good luck.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
SHS senior Jesse Boyer has extended his career by qualifying for the 2018 USAWKS Club State Tournament with a first-place finish from the district qualifier. What do you hope to accomplish at the upcoming state tournament?
Take it all. Go win. That's about it. Take first. Give my all. Finish strong.
All right. Very good. So what advice do you have for the younger guys in particular as they have their first experiences in the sport?
I would say it may be hard at first, but no matter what, you really just gotta make sure you're having fun and give it your all. If you don't give it your all, then like you just can't have fun. So the harder you work, the more fun it is. So just keep driving towards your goals and you'll eventually succeed.
What are your postgraduate plans?
After high school, I plan to attend Washburn University and attend their 3-2 program for pre-engineering, and then later go to K-State for their engineering.
Okay. Well, good luck this weekend and in all of your future endeavors. We hope you will continue to be connected to the program in the future.
Yep, thank you.
On behalf of the Seaman High School coaching staff, as well as the Seaman Middle School coaching staff, I want to wish the very best to all of our competitors this weekend at the 2018 USAWKS State Club Tournament.
That's all for this edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.